Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of the Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Welcome back to the Michigan Insider. We are live here at the University of Michigan Golf Course for the Swing to Cure Diabetes Golf Outing. We are transmitting through the MDEN studios. Of course, we're usually live inside the MDEN studios. That's where Ms. is this morning. I want to thank our friends from the MDEN. They were the new presenting sponsor for the Chad Tuff Gala and did a great job. So our friend Scott Hirth at the event on Saturday night. Of course, the MDEN is the place to take care of all your Michigan apparel and merchandise needs. And if you're coming out to events like this, and you've got Swing to Cure Diabetes. Of course, there's other events throughout the summer, like the From the Heart Golf Outing that we're going to have coming up in June, Camp Mishitonki in June, the University of Michigan U of M Club of Greater Detroit that's going to come up in August, and all the other golf outings throughout the summer. You want to be in the best golf attire. Well, of course, that best golf attire is Maize and Blue, and you can get the best golf gear, Maize and Blue, from our friends at the MDEN. They've got head covers, and of course, more importantly, they've got all the clothes, Nike Golf, Cutter and Buck, you name it, at the MDEN and the Victor's Collection as well. The official outfitters of Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, the Ticket. So the Tigers got out their weekend off to a good start, right? They went out to Seattle and got that weekend off to a good start on Thursday, and then the wheels kind of came off, and they've lost their the last three games. They head now to a series in Minnesota before the road trip concludes. And they had chances, right? They had the lead yesterday. They couldn't muster up any more runs after scoring early, but they had the lead yesterday, and they blew it late, giving up two runs late to send the game to extras, and they lost the game in extra innings. So now they got to clean that up and get back to playing some, I don't say winning baseball, but 500 baseball, or close to it, 500 baseball. See, they can pick up a few wins in the Twin Cities over the Twins before they come back home later on in the week. But more importantly, when we come to talking about the Diamond Sports, we're going to talk about our Michigan sports. We'll start with softball and the what is the end of the Michigan softball season. Sad, disappointing end. I mean, I guess all ends to seasons that end in regional rounds or earlier are disappointing ends. And for Michigan softball, when you're so used to going to regionals and super regionals, et cetera, this senior class has won two regionals, two super regionals, and been to the College World Series a couple of times. They've won three Big Ten championships. And so they've done a lot of winning, but they limped into the postseason, and they ended up losing, four of their last five games. We talked a lot about that Ohio State game at the end of the regular season, the Michigan State game in the Big Ten tournament. And then they opened up in the NCAA tournament. The rain wreaked havoc on the the rain obviously wreaked havoc all over college softball this weekend. Games down in Texas and Florida on the East Coast. I mean, if you saw the Preakness, you saw, I mean, the rain was a mess everywhere this weekend, causing havoc for a lot of events, and that included messing up the schedule for the softball tournament nationwide, including down in Lexington. Once Michigan was finally able to play their game, they lost the first matchup against Notre Dame. Then they were able to finally get back out there, and they played University of Illinois Chicago, got that win. But then they played Notre Dame yesterday, and unfortunately they suffered another loss. They had a lead 1-0 in the sixth, but gave up a couple runs in the bottom of the sixth inning, and then were unable to capitalize on runners on base in the seventh inning. And that is the way the Michigan season ended yesterday. Again, a successful season. They won the Big Ten regular season championship. So you always have, you know, another number, another notch in the belt of Carroll Hutchins. But it was a little bit disappointing to see the way that it finished. Because you thought you might be able to beat Notre Dame in that game yesterday and force it to a game against Kentucky and play in the regional final and maybe even pull off an upset over Kentucky and force a game this morning. But that was not to be the case. And for me, it's always about watching those seniors go out and seeing the end of their season. And the ends of seasons are always sad because how many teams in college sports actually win their last games? The answer is very few. Like, you very rarely win your last game if you're a college sports team. You're playing in a conference tournament, and if you don't win the conference tournament, you obviously lost, and maybe your season ends there. Or maybe you won your conference tournament. Well, that puts you into the postseason, and if you end up in the NCAA postseason, well, then the next step is to play in the NCAAs, and unless you're winning that, you're probably losing your last game. So that's going to happen at some point in time unless you win the whole shebang. But it's sometimes it's about how it ends, right? you know, what happened in that last game? How did that game end? And for the Michigan senior class, players like Nikki Wald, who was sent in as a pinch hitter, and she put down what looked like a perfect bunt, but her foot was outside the batter's box, so she was called out. Or for Tara Blanco, whose last ever career at bat was a called strike three for the last out of the game to end the season, and to end her career. And I thought it was a little outside. I didn't go back and watch her for a second or third time, but I thought it was a little bit outside. But, you know, when the pitch is close like that, you do need to, probably swing away to keep your at-bat alive. And Michigan had a runner in scoring position with an opportunity for them to at least tie the game. But she looked at that last pitch. So you look at it just as, you know, from that perspective of for Tara, the last ever, and she had obviously a great career at Michigan. The last time she ever puts on the Michigan uniform as a student athlete for Carol Hutchins and the Michigan softball team, she looked at strike three to end the game, to end her career. And that's something that, you know, you think about that because that is something you're not going to forget. You know, it's one thing if you go out there and you drive the ball to the outfield and you hit it out and the game is over, or, you know, even if you have a ground ball, a line drive somewhere, you made contact and maybe you just hit it where the player was. Or early in the game, I think it was Hoganrod that put the ball over the fence, but the Notre Dame outfielder pulled it back in and robbed the home run. You know, things like that can happen and you live with it and you move on, and it's a little bit different than having your last at bat be a pitch that you look at strike three to end the game, to end the season, to end your career in the maize and blue. And so a disappointing end, in particular to the careers of the seniors and for Tara, the way for her last at-bat of her career. So sorry to see the season end that way for the Michigan softball team. But I'm sure, you know, it'll be once again locked and loaded and reload and bring back Megan Bobian next year to be your ace once again. And she's going to learn from these experiences of being in the postseason for the first time, her first Big Ten tournament, struggled a little bit. First NCAA tournament, struggled a little bit. Also had some dominant times, but needs to get more consistent with that. So this freshman class is going to grow up a little bit more, and obviously the sophomores become juniors, and the juniors like Faith Canfield become seniors. And so you have that, you know, eventually where you look forward and you move forward, but in the meantime, you still have that moment of looking back and you look at this senior class and a lot accomplished, but obviously a little bit short of some of their goals this year. But a tip of the hat once to the senior class, as they did put up a banner. They did go to the NCAA tournament, just not quite as far as we wish they could have gone, and I'm sure that they wish they could have gone as well. And then there's our other diamond sport here on campus as we continue here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. So the baseball team went to Purdue, and it was going to be very unlikely for them to get the Big Ten regular season championship. They had to essentially sweep Purdue and have Minnesota lose a couple of games. But then immediately on Thursday, we talked about this on the show on Friday, Minnesota won Thursday, Purdue beat Michigan on Thursday. So that gave Minnesota at least a share of the Big Ten championship. And then it came down to the final two games of the regular season. If Purdue took one of those two, they were going to get the 2 seed, and Michigan would get the 3 seed. Could Michigan get one or two of those games? But they didn't. And Michigan had opportunities in these games. They had leads in some of these games. But now Michigan has lost 5 of their last 6, and they limp into the postseason, into the Big Ten season, and they've put themselves in a position where they need to win some games. Otherwise, they're probably going to have their season end in Omaha, Nebraska. Obviously, if you win the Big Ten tournament, you go on and you play in the NCAAs. But if they don't win some good games, win some of these games in the Big Ten tournament in Omaha, which starts on Wednesday, so they're just 2 days away from the start of that tournament, double elimination 18 tournament in Omaha. If they don't get some wins going quickly, they're going to be on the wrong side of that proverbial bubble when it comes to what their RPI is. And they're going to be sitting home, and their season's going to end this week. So a team that lost 3 straight at Purdue, they've lost 5 of their last 6. They open up at 10 a.m. Eastern time in 2 days on Wednesday the 23rd, so just in a couple of days. They're playing Iowa in the first round, and that's a 3-6 matchup in the first round of this double elimination tournament. And it's an Iowa team who you played earlier in the year in Iowa City, and you lost 2 of those 3 games. This was after you had, after the baseball team had won that long winning streak, That's where the streak was snapped, was at Iowa, and they lost 2 out of 3 there. But now they need to – I don't know what the conversations are. We'll talk to Coach Backage about this tomorrow morning here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. I don't know exactly what it is that, you know, he can say to this team that, you know, kind of like he talked about after that Lawrence Tech game, and we've talked a lot about it here on the show. I don't know what he can say, you know, what that motivation is, what they're going to do, but they've got to get something going with this team to get some wins under their belt at the early part of the Big Ten tournament, get a little bit of confidence going, and then, you know, have that confidence go from there and see if they can't put some wins together, muster up a few wins. And then once you have those wins on your belt, maybe on the right side of the bubble, maybe you could just win the whole stinking thing, right? Win the Big Ten tournament. You don't have to worry about being on the bubble. But they've got to have whatever that kick in the butt was from Eric Backage back when they played after they lost to Lawrence Tech and then sent them on their 20-game winning streak. They need that again because they need a few wins early on in this Big Ten tournament and get into that winner's bracket and win a bunch of games. In order to get to have their season continue. Otherwise, as I said, their season is going to end much sooner than we wish it would, as their season is definitely on the line in Omaha, Nebraska this weekend at the Big Ten tournament. So rough weekend for the Diamond Sports, Michigan baseball, Michigan softball, Tigers baseball as well. But we're going to make things a lot nicer here. We're going to talk about some great stuff throughout the morning as we are live at the University of Michigan Golf Course. Swing to Cure Diabetes Golf Outing. Rich Hewlett will be out here in a little bit. We're going to have a lot of guests joining us throughout the morning. Should be a lot of fun. And hopefully we can piggyback on the great event that was the Chateau Gala on Saturday night right across the way. Should be a lot of fun. We'll continue to talk about the Swing to Cure Diabetes Golf Outing. Talk some more Michigan sports throughout the morning as well. Sam Webb joins the conversation on the other side of the break. This is the Michigan Insider. Again, we are live at the University of Michigan Golf Course for the Swing to Cure Diabetes Golf Outing, the 10th annual Swing to Cure Diabetes Golf Outing here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.